Fort Bragg turns 100 this year. To mark the milestone, we're launching a year-long series of personal narratives called Fort Bragg Stories. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Each Sunday, we'll be exploring life on and around this nation's largest military base.
The DDT trucks would come around on the post, and we would get on our bikes and ride in the cloud behind them, thinking we were jet fighters going in and out of the clouds.
Eventually, the medic showed up. They checked me out. They said, do not move at all. They cut me out of my gear, put the neck brace on, and they moved me over to the assembly point for medevac out.
I was a little confused at first. I spoke to some of my aunts and uncles just because I was going back and forth like, I might not be built for the Army, but I know I wanted to serve. They told me, hey, just go for it, and I went for it.
The Fort Bragg Story series is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Our series begins with Mike Thomas. Mike was a young captain in the summer of 1990 when he got orders to deploy to Saudi Arabia as part of Operation Desert Shield. Mike spent 9 months in the Gulf before flying home to Fort Bragg.
We left out of Kuwait on chartered aircraft for transatlantic flights. We had some pretty decent seats. There were stewardesses at the time. I don't even think we had the term flight attendants. But they were wonderful. They were clean and fresh and smelled great. And we all had our uniforms on. We were kind of clean, but not like totally clean. We all had our weapons still, even though the bolt was taken out, so it would be disabled. But somewhere up in the air, we're just flying along, and the pilot came over the intercom and said, he said, we are entering the airspace of the United States of America. Welcome home. I think almost the entire aircraft had the same reaction. I mean, there was definitely tears, a lot of high-fiving, a lot of cheering, a lot of hugs from the stewardesses. It is really an overwhelming, extremely emotional event. It's one of the best feelings I've ever had in my entire life. We did land at Pope in the afternoon during the day, and I do not know how this came about, but I was able to come up through the hatch near the cockpit, and I had one of the large United States flag, the colors, and I stood up out of that hatch as we taxied towards the passenger terminal on Green Ramp at Pope. That's where all the families were waiting for us. My fiance was there, my dad was there, my friends. There were hundreds of people there waiting for our aircraft. And we were the lead aircraft, I remember that, and stood up through that hatch with that flag. The crowd went wild. They loved it. We loved it. It was a great feeling. Every time I think about that incident, somewhere in April of 1990, and now I'm just an old guy, I try to make it a point to go out to the redeployment ceremony. And I might not even know one person, but it doesn't matter. It's like the sentiment is the same. It is an unbelievable, overwhelming, joyous feeling. Those memories definitely last for a lifetime.
Mike Thomas is a retired soldier living in Fayetteville. His story was produced as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. You can hear Mike's story and others in the series on WUNC's website. If you'd like to share your own Fort Bragg story, there's a link at wunc.org.